Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, welcome into a special emergency podcast edition of the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am Susie Hunter. I'm here with AJ Haefeli, and we've got Alyssa producing today. All of us insane Rockies fans, and I think I speak for everyone in the building right now. We were pretty amped up about Todd Helton. AJ, how are you feeling?
I was really nervous.
I was so nervous.
Like if RG were to ever release like the raw footage of it, you'll see me like bouncing around because I couldn't sit down. I was really, really nervous. I was actually surprised. Like I knew it was going to be close, but I like in my heart of hearts, I was like, he's in. He's totally in. They're not going to do this. He's in. And yet they're talking and I'm like, they're going through Adrian Beltre's career. And I'm like, yeah, he was Hall of Fame worthy. We get it. We get it. Can we move on? We understand. All you had to say was, he's Adrian Beltre. Can we move on, please?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I will say, Hall of Fame president Josh Rawich really amped up the announcement this year in a way that really gave us a lot of anxiety.
There's going to be several because they had talked about up to 5 to 7. And you knew if there were 7 people getting in, you knew he was in, totally. So when he said several, there was a lot of like, ugh. And then you had the, oh, he played for one franchise. Yeah. And it had to be a guy from Minnesota, which felt like a slight against me personally and my never-ending war with the state. So it was a really, like, that roller coaster of emotions was challenging.
It was a roller coaster. By the way, the show's brought to you by Breck Brew. Got a little Palisade Peach here. I need that Palisade Peach right now because again, the buildup. Yeah, we went through Adrian Beltre's amazing career, and then Josh Rawich gets on and he's like, and this player played for one team his whole career, and then he said a name that wasn't Todd Helton.
Yeah.
I thought my stomach was in my butt. It was rough.
Yeah, and then immediately followed by, okay, so we said several. So you're thinking, all right, maybe like 4 or 5 of these.
The way they were amping it up on MLB Network, those hosts were like, yeah, there are so many guys who are in that higher range where, like, I mean, they were hinting at, like, ooh, what if there's, like, 7 guys that get in? Yeah. That did not happen. We never had more than 4, I think, but.
And then it was third and final, and all of a sudden it was like, okay. Now this is, it's winning time.
He said the word final. Oh my gosh. I felt like my heart drop. And I'm like, if he doesn't say Todd Helton's name, it took him a while to get there.
Yeah.
Oh, but we all lost our minds. We had a great turnout here, by the way, for the party. Thank you for everyone who was here. Thank you to everyone who was in the comments right now. We will look at all of those comments, by the way. But great turnout here, and everyone was losing their minds.
Yeah, it's as close as I've come in about a year and a half to losing my mind about a sports event. So,
you've had a lot to be very thankful for with the Avs.
Yeah, well, you know, the Avs and the Jayhawks and...
Oh, right, right. You know,
then the Nuggets last year. Like,
oh, yeah, and you're a Houston fan.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't need to get into that right now,
sometimes
all right?
Sometimes he's a Houston fan, okay.
All the times when the Rockies aren't playing. That's how it is.
I mean, they don't overlap too much.
Not, thank God.
What is your favorite thing about Todd Helton? Since we've been celebrating, we just got to watch him on MLB Network. He's such a character.
I think my favorite, yeah, his, I felt like I was looking at like a mirror of me when he got his Hall of Fame call. The way that he was like, uh-huh, yeah. I was like, see, there's more than just me out there that's in the sports world that's like, keeps
even
an even
keeled.
Keel. Yeah, like there's more than me. And when it, you know, when it counts, it all just comes flowing out in a very boisterous way. And I don't know, just seeing it for him and how much he meant to the city, how much he meant to the Rockies. I drive by Coors Field on my way to the office every day, to the bar every day. And there were multiple people decked out in purple walking down the street. And I was like, this is a good omen. This is happening.
That is a good omen.
So, and I just feel like that's the power that Todd Helton had. It's not any one specific memory.
Yeah.
Not one play, home run, hidden ball trick. None of, you know, whatever. All of it was great. I was at one of his first ever games with my dad.
Wow.
Many, many, many moons ago. And it was, I didn't know. It was like, oh, cool. That's like one of his, I don't remember. It was the first hit, double, something like that at Coors Field. And,
yeah. A kid. I mean, you don't have the context yet to like really, I mean, appreciate what's happening or be able to predict what is going to happen.
Yeah, like Nafy Perez was my favorite player at the time. So it was like, you know, like I was a little more like, when's Nafy hit, you know?
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Another legend, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, I want to say hi to Jason Orlowski. Let's go. Justin Berger's in the chat. Hello. I am happy because of Todd Helton. Corliss Brecken in the chat. Well deserved. Super stoked. We got a shout out. Cole with the super chat, the $17 super chat. Mm. So freaking appropriate. Cole says, congrats, Todd. So glad the wait is over and stoked to see a second Colorado Rockies hat. Y'all know there are only three with LA there. We're catching up. That's right. We are catching up. Good for us. Good for the Rockies. I think one of my favorite things about this, of course, I was so excited when Larry Walker got in too, but this just means even more to not just Rockies fans, not just baseball fans, but this is one of the biggest moments in Denver sports history because this is a baseball Hall of Famer in a market that is one of the hardest to play this sport.
Yeah.
And Todd Helton's all ours. We never had to share him with another team. He is all Rockies.
Yeah, the... obviously, just in the last 30 or so years and most of my lifetime, it's been very, very blessed with so many Hall of Famers. But you look at, like, basketball, you look at hockey, and now even football's kind of gotten this way.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame classes are so big all the time, and there are so many guys where you're like, that guy's on the Hall of Fame? Like, all right, yeah, he was really good, but okay. Baseball, I still don't think, has that problem.
No, if anything, it might be a little too selective. I think there's definitely some names that get left off of some Hall of Fame classes that people kind of scratch their heads at. Because a lot of the writers, I mean, especially now, they're making it such a point to vote for less guys. And that's what made us all so worried about this voting year, because so many writers decided in the past few months, I'm going to be more selective than I've been in previous years. And there are five writers who left Todd Helton off, and they had previously voted for him. And that was the confusion. So I'm sure, you know, if it didn't go this way, I would be feeling like maybe it's a little too selective.
Yeah, this feels like a nice, like, great, you don't matter.
Yeah. Like, it's nice. It's nice that Todd Helton also wasn't part of like a seven-person Hall of Fame class.
Yeah.
Because again, they were the TV broadcast, great production, but that was making me a little nervous. I'm like, are there going to be like eight dudes up there with Todd Helton getting into the Hall of Fame?
And it would have been like, I don't know, you know that the blowback would have been like, okay, for the next 3 years, zero guys are going to get in because we've got to get this. This is out of control. The Hall of Fame has too many guys. And the small hall versus the big hall argument would have gotten nuts. And instead, it's nice. Hey, there's a couple here. Tough break for Gary Sheffield. That's
really
a tough one.
And also, I mean, I saw how close he was in the voting. We'll go through all the numbers, of course, in just a second, because I do have the tracker open that has all of the public ballots. So, of course, like the ballots we know about, that is what we've all been tracking the past several weeks.
Yeah.
But there are so many votes. You don't have to publicize your vote at all. And that's why we don't know the final count until the Hall of Fame announcement. But I kind of thought Gary Sheffield was a little bit closer. His numbers were not too far below Todd Helton's in the public votes.
Yeah.
He finished with, what do we have here? I believe Gary Sheffield finished with, I lost the numbers.
It was like, but I think it was
63.9%. I found it. We're good. We're good, guys. 63.9%. And this is his 10th and final year on that ballot.
He maxed out. And that's
maxed out.
It's a tough one. I mean, that's a tough
it's a tough one.
One of the stars of my like falling in love with baseball.
Yeah.
Time of my life. So
And of course no one knows how the vote's gonna go until the announcement because that stuff is locked down. Ernst & Young takes care of the counting of those votes, so we don't know until everyone knows. But of course, MLB Network had all the coverage, and like there was a lot, there were so many interviews with Gary Sheffield, you know, talking about what the Hall of Fame would mean to him. So definitely sad not seeing him in, because again, it meant so much to so many people.
And tough for Billy Wagner to be that
very
close.
Tough for Billy Wagner, also so freaking close.
Yeah.
Well, this is why the Veterans Committee exists.
Yeah.
You know, they will get the guys in who, you know, might have gotten slighted. Will Carpenter pointing out Gary Sheffield, former AAA Denver Zephyr. Okay. That was before I was born. But
same.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. We love a Denver connection for sure. We got some other comments, too. Hello, Nighthawk. As an OG Rockies fan, went to the very first game at Old Mile High. This hit different, man. Yes, it did. This did hit different. I knew I would be excited if it went this way. Oh my gosh. Oh no. It's okay. It's not a bad omen because it's fine. It's fine.
He's already made the Hall. It's good.
He's already made the Hall of Fame. He is okay. We've checked in on him. Yeah, I didn't know that I was going to be this emotional, but I felt it. I felt it in my bones. I felt it in every cell of my body. I was tearing up. Yeah, like people were crying. It was a mess here in a really good way. In a really good way. Alyssa, how are you feeling, by the way?
I feel great. This is awesome.
Yeah. Listen, I think I said this on a TikTok. The Hall of Fame is supposed to be the history of the game. It is a museum.
Yeah.
Colorado is part of the story of baseball, and Todd Helton is part of the story here in Denver. He is a big part of that.
Yeah. He's kind of the main character of that
story. He's the main character. He is the main character. He's got main character energy. We know that. We know that. Hey, guys, stick with us for just a second because we got to talk about Empire today. If you need floors, guys, you know them from the jingle. One of the most famous jingles ever. Empire today. Where did my freaking copy go? Oh, my gosh. It's all over for me. Also, I think Justin's going to be calling in just a second. Our own Justin Michael, who's also working on a column about Todd Helton right now. Empire today. You know the jingle. I'd mentioned this. Very iconic. They're iconic in the business of flooring in general. It's the best place to get new flooring. You can do all the shopping from home. They are going to send professional contractors out to install that flooring. And you're not going to have an issue. But if you do, you don't have to like track down some manufacturer to like cash in on your warranty. You can just go right to Empire today. And they've been doing it for a long time. They've been in the business for this long because they are the best at it. They are so reliable. They have a virtual floor designer too, so you could even visualize what it's going to look like. What an amazing feature. Shopping floors at a big box store is going to be frustrating. Flooring at Empire today is going to be a lot easier. They live and breathe flooring.
Iconic they are.
How?
My Canadian wife, very familiar with the jingle, knows the jingle.
That makes me so happy. Can you sing the jingle?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Empire
today. That's for the sake of everybody that listens to this. You are welcome.
You know what? Yes, thank you. Thank you for your service. Listen, schedule an in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive up to $350 off your flooring when you use promo code DNVR. Restrictions do apply, but see EmpireToday/DNVR for details. Code DNVR. That's where it's at. Let's also mention our friends at Circa Sportsbook real fast. We love Circa. We love the app. We love the casino in Vegas. Vegas is first ever adults only casino. So you're not going to waste time getting ID'd everywhere you go. You got to be 21 plus to get in the building. So that is personally, that's fun for me. I don't need to be around kids when I'm like doing debauchery stuff in Vegas.
Yeah, when I'm getting shitty.
When I'm doing shitty things.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to be a bad example for all the kids around me. But listen, I think Circa is a great example to the rest of the casino world. They've got the world's largest sports book. It's three stories. It's stadium style. The TV's so big, it takes 10 people to operate it. That's how you know they're not messing around. Don't forget about Stadium Swim, big-ass pool, cabanas, swim-up bars. They have super cabanas, too. So if you're having, like, a 50-person party, if you're having your 50-person bachelorette party, that's the way to go. They have a whole regular non-sportsbook casino, too. 1,300 slots. I need to, like, go to this place, by the way.
It's really cool.
I still haven't been. I know everyone else has been. The Rockies haven't played any games in Vegas, so I have not made it out to Vegas.
Not yet.
In a while. In a whole, like, few months. but listen, don't forget, they also have a resort to a beautiful hotel, and you can get a discount. If you book your stay using code DNVR20, you can get 20% off your stay for whatever reason you're going out to Vegas. And if you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, enjoy all of the delights of Circa in the Sportsbook app. Download the app now. But listen, Circa Sports, those bets can only be made while physically in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Download the app. Use code DNVR20 if you're booking a stay, and gamble responsibly, my friends. Okay, I think Justin's going to be in here in just a second. Again, thank you everyone so much who is in here watching the live show. We are so excited. Thank you for sharing that excitement with us. And Alyssa.
He's here.
He's here. Also, K-Max, do we have a new beer of the month? Because Christmas ale is tapped.
It's fully tapped?
Yes, because we finished it today because I was telling everyone to get the Christmas ale, and they were like, we actually just ran out. I'm drinking a Palisade Peach right now.
Well done. That's my go-to.
Yeah, this is one of my faves.
A Todd Helton HOF Breck Brew. What would it be called?
What would a Todd Helton Breck Brew beer be called?
I'm not clever like that.
I mean, we gotta, okay, well, I'm thinking, flavor profile, it's got to be strong and bold.
Exactly.
It's got to have power, so I think it has to be strong. Maybe we take the Christmas ale and rename it to the Toddfather ale. The Toddfather feels like it would be a really good beer.
It's
got
to be like a hazy or a pale ale.
A hazy or a pale, not a hazy ale, that's a little too... Oh, I don't know. I'm not trying to get sued. All right, let's get Justin in here because he is working so hard on writing a column. Because, Justin, Todd Helton means so much to you. What are you feeling right now?
I'm, like, still kind of in shock, to be honest. I'd kind of, for the last 10 years, built up this callous, I guess, in anticipation of the East Coast writers potentially leaving Todd out. I mean, I think we had a staff meeting a couple weeks ago, and I was like, he's not going to get in. They're going to hold the Coors Field against him. I was pretty pissed off before it even happened. So for this to come full circle, it means a lot. I mean, this guy was the Rockies organization. Can you guys hear me?
Now we can, yes. We couldn't hear you. I think our viewers could. I think we could not. But we had you at full circle. Todd Helton means a lot to you. He is the organization. Yeah, he was everything. He was everything during that 17-year run. Came out hot, too, you know? Came out as just an absolute boss.
Yeah, I mean, like, there were so many of those seasons where the Rockies were obviously miserable, but, like, watching Todd just do every little thing right was, it was never time wasted. Like, watching him rip doubles into the gap, watching him pick a ball effortlessly. I just think he did so many little things well that, like, yeah, you can nitpick Coors, but if you want to do that, let's talk about his road numbers and how they compared to the other people in the Hall of Fame. Like, Todd was as good of a hitter as there was in baseball for a 7 to 8 year period time. And I just, it's so cool, especially for like those of us that were there for 140 plus games a year when they, you know, they're only winning like 70 something games a year. My dad, bless his heart, he's not a baseball fan. He had to watch so much baseball because I was just adamant. No, we're watching this Rockies Dodgers series because, you know, they might get swept, but Todd's probably going to go 7 of 10 at the plate. And so I just, he meant so much to us and to me individually. Like, I wore 17 in all my sports. I wore my socks high when I was on the baseball field because that's how he did. I'd mimic the mannerisms. Like, he was bigger than life to me. And, like, as far as I'm concerned, he is the Rockies franchise. I understand the whole Larry Walker, Todd Helton debate. They're both great. Todd was here for 17 years, and that just means so much more to me.
17. I love the I've just always appreciated also. He's number 17. He played for 17 years. I love when dudes stick to a number.
It's good synergy.
It's really good synergy. It worked really well for Larry Walker with the number 3, number 33, all the threes. Worked really well for Todd Helton. I love that you said he felt larger than life. We've seen him at Coors Field recently, especially through all the 30th anniversary celebrations. He's still larger than life.
Oh, totally. I mean, he has a presence in like the Denver sports lore that just so few people do. And I think, you know, you posted it in our work group chat. Like, this isn't just an important moment in, you know, Denver history. It's Colorado sports history. Like, Helton is in that rare conversation with, you know, like the Elways and Sakics of the world. And I understand that the fact that he didn't win a title, you know, and all that, that makes it more complicated. You can argue that however much you want, but I just mean, when you think about what he was at the top of his game there from, like, you know, 2000 to 06-ish, and then, you know, he had the nice little 07 run as well. Like, he was just as good as anyone in the game. And I you can nitpick the Coors Field stuff all you want, but you didn't watch him. You didn't watch him if you don't think Todd Helton is one of the greatest baseball players that's ever lived.
Yeah. Now, of course, as a guy who watched Helton play while he was here in Colorado, how frustrating was it to see writers who, you know, were not watching him here in Colorado, watching those writers snub Todd Helton like that, all because they're not putting in the research? What, watching the process of watching all the votes come in, how are you feeling about this election cycle?
I was nervous. Like I said, I mean, it's always been a point of frustration for me. People have been trying to poke holes in Todd's game since I was like 6, 7 years old. And I was arguing with, you know, Yankees fans out on the playground. So like, I get it. But my whole thing is you play in the park that you play in. And while nobody, like everyone loves to use Coors against them, they don't point out the fact that going into Dodger Stadium, going into San Francisco, these aren't like hitter friendly ballparks that he played in. And his numbers really didn't dip that much. I don't know. To me, I feel like people try and find this narrative to construct, you know, this argument that they believe is right. And again, it just comes down to the fact that, like, you guys just didn't watch him play. And I get it. The Rockies were trash so many of those years. You know, we were lucky to get like one Sunday night baseball game a year, and we were going to get murdered by Adrian Beltre and the Dodgers. So, like, I get it to an extent, but I mean, if you have the privilege to have a vote for something that's as important as, you know, the Baseball Hall of Fame, over 150 years of history, like, have some self-respect and do the work. Like, go back and, you know, find out is this just a BS narrative, or like, is it true? And when you dive into his numbers, it's clear that so much of it was just nonsense.
Yeah. AJ, anything else you wanted to ask Justin?
No, I'm good.
Before we're going to let you get back to writing, because I cannot wait to see the beautiful words you put on the DNVR.com. Justin, any closing thoughts before we let you go?
Just that I think this is a really special moment for Rockies fans. And, you know, even my own relationship with the Rockies has been complicated the last couple years. And, like, this moment, I really got emotional about that, thinking about it. Like, man, like, only a couple years ago, I was still watching, like, 140-plus games a year. But it just kind of reminded me how much I love baseball, how much I love baseball in this town specifically, and going to Coors Field and the atmosphere. And, yes, I want to see this team, like, do some more. But it doesn't change, like, all of these incredible memories that we have in this city and, like, Rocktober and – I don't know, man. Like, I get we're not the Dodgers. I get we're not the Yankees. We don't have this proud history. But we've had some pretty special people like Todd Helton that have come through. And I'm just thankful that I got to watch a guy like him from literally when I was in second grade, the first poster I hung up in my bedroom, the first jersey I ever asked for, until I remember watching his last game of his career in my freshman dorm in college. So, like, the only constant in my life for close to two decades was Todd Helton. And you know, like, I'll never forget that, and I'll never forget, you know, what he meant to this city. And I'm just thankful that that trade to the Red Sox in 07 fell through, because it would have been a shame to see him play for anybody else.
Oh, my gosh. I'm happy you brought up that, because we're going to talk about the recent Athletic article that just came up. But, Justin, thank you so much. Beautifully said, as always. Looking forward to your column. We'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Go Rockies.
Go Rockies. This feels like the biggest Rockies win in such a long time.
Yeah.
Coming off of a season where we watched the Rockies do something they've never done before, lose more than 100 games. We've never seen that happen. So for Rockies fans to get a Hall of Famer at this time, I think we all needed this.
And it shouldn't be lost that just because it's happened twice in a pretty quick time frame with Walker and Helton.
Yeah, this is the time where, like, a 30-year-old team should start having some Hall of Famers roll in.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, when's the next one? Because it could be a while.
It could be a while.
Seems unlikely that Nolan Arenado is going to go into the Hall of Fame with a Rockies cap on. So
yeah, he might. There could be some bad blood there. Who knows?
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and just assume that won't happen when he retires and he eventually gets there.
Could you imagine if, okay, we're sitting here years from now, Nolan Arenado is in the Hall of Fame, and could you imagine? It would kill me to see him go in a Cardinals hat, all because of Jeff Breidich.
Yep.
That would actually kill me.
It's
probably going to happen.
I am fully expecting that pain at some point in the future.
It is.
So yeah. I'm just saying, like, it could be a while here. Until the next time we get to do this.
So we got to enjoy it now.
Yeah.
We have to enjoy it now. We have to celebrate the heck out of it now. I will read through some of the comments right now. James in the chat. Todd was the first player I consciously remember following his career beginning to end. This validates my fandom in a way even Larry couldn't. That is James, well said. That was beautiful. I totally agree, and that is exactly, we feel you. We feel you. Larry was amazing, but this hits different.
It felt like Larry Walker's Hall of Fame case was a worthy case of a Hall of Fame player, and it feels like Todd Helton's case is a Hall of Fame Rocky.
Yeah.
And that's not obviously to take away. It's just that Walker had great moments in Montreal and great moments in St. Louis. Todd had great moments exclusively here. And that's why when you mentioned that he's ours, like, he's not shared. There isn't remember when he did that thing and that other. No, I don't. Because it didn't happen.
I think, and that's also what made Larry Walker's case a lot easier, because he pulled those numbers at sea level. in places outside of Colorado. So, again, this is extra validating for Rockies fans because now we know that a Rocky can get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And that's a shame that we have to think that way, but clearly there is a mental block with writers.
Yeah.
There is a mental block.
Well, it works one way for hitters and it doesn't help pitchers. Not that there's a Rockies pitcher that's going to be pushing for this anytime soon, but it's just one of those, it's frustrating to see. Mm-hmm. So you got to get that validation where you can.
Get it where you can. Hey, get your gas at Circle K. Stick with us. We got to shout out Circle K. Also, I got the Circle K snack stand behind me, which is dope as heck. So you guys heard about the Inner Circle. It's a free membership. It is free to download. Use the QR code on this YouTube show or the link in the description. Enter your phone number and your email. You give it out to everyone else anyway. Why not add it to this too? And you are going to get, it's really good, your first five Phillips are going to be 25 cents off a gallon. In this economy, you literally cannot afford to not be an Inner Circle member. You're going to get other free stuff from the store at Circle K too. Sign up right now. We're obsessed with Circle K. You should be too. You can get some free food. Every sixth item, like from pizzas to things from the roller grill or beverages or donuts, every sixth of those is free. So I think that's a great deal. Again, I think you're crazy to not do it. You have a phone number. You have an email. Just slap it in there. What are we waiting for?
That snack cart is significantly more picked through than when we set it up a week ago. Right before the abs pod.
It's doing well.
I'm seeing gummy bears. I'm seeing chocolate peanuts. Get the heck out of here.
I'd never had a chocolate peanut till the other day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was my first time. It was pretty crazy. They're good.
Chocolate almonds?
No, I've had them before. Okay. But
And these are like Circle K brand, by the way, too. So you're gonna save some money then. And also, like, these look good as heck. I'm like so distracted now. All I want to do is eat.
The cheese and caramel popcorn.
Oh.
It was good. It was good.
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. But yeah, CircleK.com/inner-circle for more info on how you can get a discount on like all this stuff over here. Yeah. We're like the winner's circle. I'm so excited I could raise the roof. And Red Hawk Roofing is actually better at that, so maybe call them up to do that. Red Hawk Roofing, a local business that we love. We're so excited for them to be a part of the DNVR fam. Ooh. And listen, they're really good at doing roofs. You can get an estimate, too. So, like, this is the thing, too. Bad weather is coming. We know that the worst weather here in Denver is not in January. It is coming in February or March. You got to take care of things that are going on your roof. You got to take care of your house before the bad weather comes, before something goes wrong, because that's just going to make it painful for everyone. You can make it easy for yourself with a crew that has decades of experience, a quick response time, and they are Colorado's best estimators and contractors. Shout out to Red Hawk Roofing, though. They're also giving away their own company tickets on the 25th, that's Thursday. If you come over to the bar for the watch party, they are raffling off two really good seats, their company tickets, and that'll be for the Nuggets game on the 27th, on Saturday, Sixers Nuggets.
Oh, you're very excited.
Again, this is like, for me personally, a matchup that stresses me out because it pits like my past and my present against each other.
Look,
in a painful way.
You and I are on the same side on this because Joel Embiid went to Kansas.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
So the game stresses me out every time.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. We got too many dogs in this fight. But yeah, if you're looking for a new roof over your head for your home or business, be sure to check out Red Hawk Roofing at redhawkroofing.com. Make sure you tell them DNVR sent you. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. The Red Hawk Roofing guys are cool.
Yeah, they've
been here. Like, we've met them
a bunch.
They're
yeah.
dope as hell.
They like hockey, which is nice for hockey
they
guys.
They do. Who doesn't like the Avs? Get out of here.
Too many people, in my opinion.
Too many people.
Too many people don't like them.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine. All right, let's look at some of the comments real fast.
Talking about caps.
Talking about... Yeah, what are we talking about? Much needed win, said Nighthawk. Much needed win, needed something to celebrate with this organization. That is totally, totally true. I will say, though, okay, so Rockies Fest is coming up this weekend. They haven't done it in a while. We'll get more into this on Friday leading up to Rockies Fest because we're still learning more and more about what we're going to see. But I heard a rumor that Todd Helton will be around. He'll be around Denver for Rockies Fest this weekend. A rumor. I can't confirm it, but I certainly can't deny it.
That's how rumors work.
That's how rumors work. Susie, you're literally describing a rumor.
That is, yes. This is the nature of them.
This is the nature of a rumor. All right. I want to talk about Todd Helton's out there getting mad shout outs. People are celebrating him. Peyton Manning.
Good.
Peyton Manning shouted him out on his Instagram. He right away, too. So you know Peyton Manning had this ready to go.
Peyton knew.
Yes.
Before any of us.
Did you see the picture that I put in the Slack? This is how emergency pods work. There we are. So a young Todd Helton and a young Peyton Manning. Of course, we know they were on the same freaking football team in Tennessee. And it's really cool to see that these two Denver sports legends knew each other in their past lives. But Peyton posted on his Instagram, he said, "It was an honor to be your backup, an honor to be your fan, and it's an honor to be your friend. Congrats on the Hall of Fame, Todd. So well deserved."
It's very
lifelong
cool.
Lifelong besties over here.
Very cool.
Oh, that made me so happy, too, to see that. I mean, we know they're friends, but it's such a nice reminder, too, that they are so important to the city of Denver, and they're important to each other.
Yeah, those two brought a lot of joy to the city. It's very, very cool.
They've brought us so much joy. I want to talk about Todd's comments on MLB Network after he found out the news. Because, of course, they show the footage of the moment that he got the call to find out that he was a Hall of Famer. So nonchalant about it, too. Like, he looks like he's just, like, on the phone with, like, someone confirming an appointment. Like, hey, you got your doctor's appointment on Friday. Great. Great. Okay. Cool. Thank you. He's so funny. He's so effortlessly funny. But he said after the fact, in that interview after the announcement, he said, "I was pretty nervous. I didn't think the phone was going to ring. I'm still in shock." I the fact that anything can put Todd Helton in a state of shock just, like, makes me giggle.
It's kind of tremendous, honestly.
It really is. That's how much something like this means, that even a guy like Todd Helton, so stoic, so solid, so unshakable, he is shook.
Yeah, I mean, the Baseball Hall of Fame is just a different breed. It's for my money, it's one of the highest honor among all of pro sports, certainly team sports in North America. And getting in it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And it's just an incredible testament to the accomplishments of his career. What a player, what a man he's proven to be over the years. And just seeing that pay off for him and what it meant to him.
Yeah.
Even in the stoicism, you could still see it meant a lot to him. And it meaning a lot to him makes it mean even more to all of us.
Exactly, AJ. He did say in that interview, "It's something you don't play for, but it's the greatest reward you could have as a baseball player." So we're all recognizing how big of a deal this is. The work you have to do to be that level of a player, and not everyone gets recognized. Everyone puts in a lot of work. Everyone who plays baseball works so hard.
Yeah.
But not everyone gets this honor.
Not very many at all.
Not very many at all. I loved what he said about Colorado fans. I was wondering where he was going with this one, but he was saying how the fans at Coors Field would get him energized on the days where he wasn't feeling it. Because he would go in. Some days, I guess, you know, you're just not feeling it like you would on another day. But he always thought about the fans at Coors Field, how good they were to him. And he always remembered, you know, this is probably one kid's first baseball game ever. So he bawled out for that one kid. So also, I mean, think about that. If you were a Rockies fan and your first baseball game was a game where Todd Helton was playing, he was playing for you. And he's told us that. And I think that's so beautiful.
There's something special about the respect that, hey, obviously we have respect for all the pro athletes that make the highest levels of their respective sports. But when they show that respect back and they understand the importance that they have in our lives as well. And they say, hey, this could be somebody's first game. You know, somebody might only get to come to one game every single season.
Yeah.
And they're here in part to see me. It's on me to go out and do everything that I can, not just for the team, but for the people that pay money to go and see them every single day. And when an athlete has respect for that that symbiotic relationship between fan and player, it's what creates that everlasting bond between that separates guys that are like that guy was a really good player. To this guy defines a franchise. This guy comes to be the face of a city sports profile, like Todd Helton has with Colorado baseball.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Oh my gosh, I want to shout out Spiral Out in the comments, by the way, because this is making me actually laugh. I received a DNVR camo hoodie in the mail instead of my PHLY hoodie. Good move to get me here, DNVR. Go Rocks, go Phils. Okay, we'll make sure you get the right hoodie. I will say, they all look exactly the same in the box. But they are also, that's like my favorite hoodie. I have the camo hoodie too. This is my fave. It's so soft.
Yeah, the hoodies are really soft.
Also, yeah, welcome another Philly, Colorado person. I'm one of you. Let's go.
Gross.
I want to talk about... Okay, so this came up a couple of days ago. The Athletic put out an article about the Todd Helton trade ahead of the 2007 season. That didn't happen, but damn, was it close.
Yeah.
This is something that we knew about, but there are some details in the story that I really did not know about, including how close it was, how long the conversation had gone on, the other players that were involved. It is, I learned a lot. Of course, you can't have a Rockies article, by the way, without Clint Hurdle. My life coach and former Rockies manager, Clint Hurdle. If he's not quoted in the article, what are you even doing? Don't worry. He gave us an iconic line when he thought about the possibility of Todd Helton not being a Rocky. Clint Hurdle said, quote, "I wanted to throw up in my mouth." I love him. What a dramatic king, Clint Hurdle. But it was really interesting.
That's how we all felt back then, too.
That's how we all felt. Because Clint Hurdle is one of us.
Clint Hurdle, man of the people.
Man of the people. So these are the guys that the Rockies wanted from the Red Sox. Originally, they wanted Craig Hansen. They wanted Manny Delkerman. The Red Sox wanted to keep both. The Rockies told the Red Sox, okay, well, if you include either John Lester, Jacoby Ellsbury, Daniel Bard, or Clay Buchholz. Daniel Bard was destined to be a Rocky because they liked him back then. Daniel Bard went on a journey, a very wild personal journey of his own, and somehow found his way to the Rockies organization. That is like one of the things that absolutely shocked me. I didn't know he was potentially a part of that trade.
I know that we like to say that Rocky scouting and their organization is stuck in the past, but it feels like it was like, it's stuck in 2006 still?
But cool. He's a different pitcher than he was.
Still.
When he was with the Red Sox. So, like, just, I get it. I will give the Rockies the benefit of the doubt there. There. I'll give it to them there. Everyone calm down. Everyone relax, okay? Nighthawk, yeah, that sounds like Clint. Yes, it does. Friend of the pod, Clint Hurdle. Apparently, Dan O'Dowd asked Helton, is this something you really want? And Helton wasn't sure. He wanted to win. The Red Sox were built to win, but he just didn't like the idea of leaving. It wasn't sitting well with him. And isn't that so funny? Like, the absolute irony that he wanted to go to a team that would be in the World Series, that would win, and then it was a Rockies-Red Sox World Series that year. That is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, you can't script these stories better. That's why the truth is always more interesting than fiction. You can't make up a better story than this.
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird time.
It was a weird time. I will say, to Helton's defense, he did meet with ownership several times and just like kind of make it clear that he preferred to stay. He said, quote, it'll never mean as much to be winning somewhere else. Ugh, that guts me. He wanted to win here in Colorado, and he didn't get the ring. But I hope being a Hall of Famer as a lifelong Rocky will make that a little better.
It probably soothes the pain.
I think it'll probably soothe the pain
maybe
a little bit. A little bit.
Tell me, there's just something extra special about guys that want to do it in a place.
Yeah.
You know, because I know, obviously, I cover the Avalanche. There mm-hmm. were multiple guys when the Avs were bad that went to Joe Sakic and said, please don't trade me. I want to win. I want to win with the Avalanche A on my chest. And when they did, it created that forever bond between player and city. You know, when mm-hmm. Eric Johnson came back a couple weeks ago as a member of the Sabres, it was like gutting. I was like crying on the watch along because I couldn't handle it.
Oh my God, AJ.
It was gutting. And to not have to do that with Todd Helton, thank God.
I was falling when I saw that EJ stuff.
God.
Just in my bed, scrolling Twitter, just crying.
I thought it was going to be fine. I was like, whatever, we've gone through this before. I had not gone through it before.
No.
It was gutting. And to not have to do that with Todd, and that he was like, no, this isn't happening. I want to do it here.
Yeah.
Draws a stark contrast to some recent events in which other players have wanted to leave, you know, for whatever reasons.
Yeah.
But you look back on that moment in history and you're like, same owner tried mm-hmm. to make the same mistake.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
didn't get the mm-hmm. chance to make it because it was more important to the player to be here.
Yeah.
And that is very validating. It's very validating in the relationship between player and fan.
You know, we'll be saying this about Mike Trout like a few years from now. Be like, wow, he really wanted to be an Angel, no matter what. It kills me. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it means even more to us Rockies fans, especially because some recent players wanted to get out.
Yeah, and you can always understand where a player just decides something, you know, it's his time.
Yeah.
It's that part of his career. He wants to move on. He wants whatever. It's that stuff is okay.
Everyone has to do what is best for them.
Exactly. And it means a lot looking back on it even now. And at the time, I remember living through it being like, they're not seriously going to screw this up.
Mm-hmm.
But it means a lot that his choice was here. His choice was us. His choice was the Rockies.
We were the choice. He chose us. And that's so important in any relationship. Choose me. Pick me. Love me. All right. Helton finished with just under 80% of the votes. Let's look at the numbers, though. So from the public votes, as of right before the announcement, he had, I wrote this down, 82.6% of the votes. So last year, in terms of percentages, it was about a 6% difference between the public count that we had seen versus the actual count. And he was just 11 votes shy last year. That margin's even smaller. That's about, it's less than 3%. Which I was getting so nervous again because so many writers have kind of flipped their own script. They've gone rogue. They aren't voting for Todd anymore. It doesn't matter now. Thank God it doesn't matter now. I felt like a broken record. I felt like I was going to have to show up with pitchforks at some of these guys' houses.
Yeah.
Be like, explain yourself.
It felt really good to that those people today, it was like you just did not matter in this process.
Yes.
Your whatever your faulty reasoning for doing this was, mm-hmm. it made no difference.
Yeah.
You are, again, irrelevant. Yeah. Thank you.
One of those writers was like, oh, yeah, my first year eligible to vote and doesn't even cover Major League Baseball. He covers the NBA. And I'm just like, I'm actually wondering, I know you have to put in time. You have to write about baseball frequently. I'm like, but this isn't even your sport.
Yeah.
How did we get here? It doesn't matter now. Oh my gosh, we're okay. We're safe.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're safe. I'm okay. I felt very much not okay leading up to this, but wow. I'm finally like calming down, like the adrenaline rush from the moment of that announcement.
Yeah.
This is the last guy, the stomach dropping. But then we got good news.
Yeah.
Thank God.
The best news.
Thank God. Thank God. My goodness.
Might be the best Rockies news we have all year.
You know what? There's a chance that it
is. Honestly, it should be. It's the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I do hope that we have some more amazing moments for the Rockies this year. But damn, this is a great start. This is a great start. You know, I know we started the show talking about Breck Brew, wondering what the beer of the month is. It's certainly not the Christmas ale. I think we're just rogue today. Check in tomorrow. I will mention we got to do a proper read for them, okay? Breck Brew, they've got a beer for any occasion, okay? Whether it's the Christmas ale or maybe your Todd Helton ale, we're going to rename it. Breck Brew's got a beer for any occasion. They've been making this here in Colorado for more than 33 years. They love what they do. They love the environment, too. They are using 100% renewable energy. Use the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. Breck Brew, our OG craft beer sponsor. They've been with us for so long.
So long.
So long.
I remember the first time we went to visit them at the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Feels like two lifetimes ago. And it was a ton of fun.
And was that before it was even DNVR?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last time that we were all there, we were all doing shows from there.
That was so fun. That was like a year ago, like last week or something, because that was showing up on like my memories that pop up.
I remember you getting mad because we wouldn't stop talking about Andrew McCutchen and his love of the Pittsburgh Furrycon.
Yeah, it was creeping me out.
It was very funny to us.
But like, to be fair, Andrew McCutchen is fascinated by Furrycon.
Big fan. I even had the alarm set in my phone. So when it came up, I was like, look for the Andrew McCutchen tweets. It's a great moment in time for me.
Philly's legend, Andrew McCutchen. More importantly, you know, Pittsburgh legend, Andrew McCutchen.
He's fun.
He's a fun guy. We like Andrew McCutchen. We love Todd Helton even more. There are people having like conversations amongst themselves. So I'm just trying to, I'm trying to read the comments. Coal mining. The Rockies don't go to the World Series without Todd. It is so crazy to think that those iconic moments we got from Todd Helton during Rocktober, during that 2007 run, almost didn't happen.
In all of my life as a Denver sports fan, Colorado sports fan, I guess. One of the most magical times that I've ever been a part of any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Texas, and I moved here and lived with friends just for that Rockies team because
I
loved watching them. I had nothing going on at the time. It was whatever.
You know what? That's the great thing about times where you have nothing going on.
Yeah, I was like 20. So
yeah, you were a child.
It was fine. I was like, I'll just move to a city for a baseball team for a few months.
I mean, I moved to a city for a baseball team. That's literally why I'm sitting here right now.
Well, 2 years later, I moved here permanently for a hockey team. So life is weird sometimes, you know.
Life do be weird. Sports make us do crazy things.
Yeah, and I was here for that 2007 run, and I had a bunch of tickets to a bunch of those games, and it was, I've experienced some special moments in the city at games and you know at parties and whatever. That is still pretty close to tops in my life. Just that run, it was so unexpected, and every game it just felt like there was no way they were gonna lose. They just kept producing magical moment after magical moment, and Todd Helton's huge part of that.
Yeah, huge part of that. Also, those were moments that showed the world that Denver has amazing baseball fans. It showed the world that Denver's a baseball town, and that was important. That is such a big part of our history. We can always defend ourselves saying, like, listen, Denver's the best baseball town.
It's for real a baseball city. Mm-hmm. It's always been a sleeping giant in that way. And
yes,
it's not just, you know, the whole, oh, Coors Field's a great sports bar. No, Denver loves baseball.
They do.
Like, if you look at the the state's high school level, it's baseball.
Yeah.
It's not basketball. It's not hockey. It's not football. It's baseball. Baseball's the thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Produces more MLB guys than any of the other sports that go pro.
Yeah.
It's baseball. And it was validation. It was like our first like great moment.
Yeah.
And arguably inarguably the greatest of our moments, but it was one of those runs that, you know, Rocktober lives forever for anybody that went through it and experienced it. You know, you remember details of those games. You remember where you were, you remember the people that you were with.
I remember being in college, surrounded by Red Sox fans. I know. I've had a really hard life, actually. I've been around a lot of Red Sox fans, Yankees fans. They are the worst. I will die on this hill. It's not that prop. It's not that crazy of a hill to die on.
I spent a lot of time around Dallas sports fans too, so it's not the same. Still,
I don't mind the Rangers, but goddamn, fuck the Cowboys.
Gross.
Hello, welcome to our football podcast. Todd Helton played football, okay? We can talk about a little football. What a day for multi-sport athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Bauer was a multi-sport athlete, too.
Yeah, he was the number one football recruit in all of high school football that
year. He was like a USA Today recognized athlete for football and baseball. Like, he was that guy. It's so cool to see in this three-person Hall of Fame class for 2024, two multi-sport athletes. So I just think that's huge, too, because obviously we've seen so many people in recent years being like, oh, no, you can't pull your focus from one sport. You got to focus on one. No, you don't. Like, these varied experiences make you a stronger athlete. And now we get that point is validated now with two Hall of Famers in the same Hall of Fame class getting into Cooperstown, and they were good at two sports.
And for Joe Mauer, so cool for him, a Minnesota kid that goes first overall to the Twins.
Yeah.
Plays there his entire career.
Mm-hmm. Another one team guy.
Yeah.
I think that means so much.
Yeah.
I really think that needs to play into voting a little more.
And, you know, for Todd Helton's kind of like adopted by us because he was here for 17 years. But Joe Mauer's like from there.
Yeah, born and raised Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Nobody loves Minnesotans like other Minnesotans. So, you know, nobody else can, to be honest with
you. No one else can. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the nice way to put it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to really button up my hatred of Minnesota to love on Joe Mauer because I loved Joe Mauer.
Is like someone from Minnesota out to get you or something?
It's just the Minnesota Wild.
Oh.
In general.
Okay. That's fair.
That's really all it is. All my experiences with Wild fans over the years have soured me on the state. Also, I've been there, so.
Yeah. I mean, I actually love going to Minnesota. But there's really not a great time of year to go. Because if you go in the summer, it's too humid.
Yep.
If you go in the winter, it's negative 20 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And those are the only two seasons I've been there.
Those are the only two seasons have.
I've been there I went out for the Super Bowl in 2018. Mm. Obviously, go Birds. And went out there on my ballpark road trip. But I'd been to Minnesota. I'd been to Target Field a bunch before then. Yeah, it's an interesting place. It's a great ballpark.
The Twins
have an incredible ballpark, and they.
I would like to go to that.
They were ahead of their time because, like, that stadium, Target Field's built, what, 2009-ish?
Mm.
And, I think I was there in 2010. So the stadium was still really new. They have so many photo ops, like, all over, like, pre Instagram or, like, early Instagram. I really can't remember if Instagram was I don't think it was. I didn't have it. But they were ahead of their time because now everyone has that stuff. Do you guys remember the TV show Coach?
Yep.
Which one was Coach?
He was a football coach.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a spinoff with Coach from Cheers. No, it wasn't.
I don't remember Cheers.
I mean, it was on Nick at Night when I was a kid. And I've seen every episode. I love the Cheers, Frasier cinematic universe. It's very important to me. Anyone else? Let me know in the chat. AJ's like, why did I agree to this fucking stupid show?
It's a fun way to spend my day off, yeah.
Thank you for coming in on your day off. You know what?
It's a good time.
Thank you also to all the people who came in either on their day off or maybe they made a day off and ditched work.
Yeah.
We won't tell. We won't tell. It was so great having everyone here, and it was so great being able to celebrate something.
Yeah, I was at the party that we had for Walker, so it felt like I had to be at this one too.
Yeah. And we had a Helton party last year too, and last year was really last year was a little less surprising that he didn't make it, but I think I would not have been okay if he didn't make it this year.
Yeah, it would have hurt a lot.
My therapist thanks the voters for voting him in. All right, what do we have? Look, let's check out some more chats. Chipmunk Chuck, I hadn't watched baseball in a few years in 2007. I remember seeing a playoff game at my parents' house, and I was hooked for the entire run. Yeah, you can't catch a glimpse of that run. It's like a Pringle. You can't just watch one game, and you're like, oh, I'm done. No, you got to keep going. You got to get to the bottom of the can.
Very Pringle-esque, the way that the wind stacked on top of each other. Very Pringle-esque.
Are we sponsored by Pringles now?
We should be.
Damn. Guys, let me know if you have any final thoughts on Todd Helton. Drop them in the chat. Alyssa, how are you doing over there? Anything interesting that we missed in the comments? Because again, they're popping right now.
I don't think so. Actually, Nighthawk, Helton Heff, for a Heffalizer.
Yeah.
Good one.
I love that. Yeah, I'm into that. Helton Heffalizer, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I just say, give me that one. And I take a sip. Brought to you by Breck Brew. Oh, also good. We kept losing our little Helton head cutout. Good job putting him in the bucket. You're a team player.
I tell you.
You're a team freaking player. All right, guys, we're going to close this out. We've been doing this for an hour. I still have so much on my heart, but you know, we'll save it for Friday. AJ, anything else on your heart before we close out the show?
No, I think we've pretty thoroughly captured what Helton meant as a Rocky and as a adopted son of the city.
We've adopted him.
Yeah.
He is ours. Legally. It's legally binding.
Yeah, exactly. He's not allowed to give us up now.
Nope. He can't. Never can. Never will. Alyssa, any final thoughts for you?
No, just go Todd Father, man.
Go Todd Father. I'm so happy.
One last thought. I think it is so cool that during a shitty era of Rockies baseball, that the Todd and the Toddlers era existed. Because
yes!
We call him the Todd Father, and I've always I don't remember if Todd Father was a direct descendant of Todd and the Toddlers at the time, where he really was like the father.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was just like it just became like a cool nickname that happened eventually. I don't know the origin of it. But I do remember.
I was too young to know the origin. I was too young to really understand the origins of that. I guess technically Nolan was one of his toddlers because Nolan debuted in 2013. That was Todd's last year here.
There was an actual Todd and the Toddlers era where it was like they were all bad. They were all bad. And like he just had to like deal. Like, hey, man, you're our veteran guy. Just be the team dad.
Be the dad. These are your kids. They're your problem now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took it on. He took it on.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame. That in itself maybe deserves a Hall of Fame vote for sure. He's in, guys. We don't have to debate anymore. We don't have to campaign for this online anymore. Also, shout out JP Morosi, who was definitely campaigning hard for Todd Helton these past couple of weeks. I love that. I love seeing national coverage for Todd Helton. And now he is national forever, man. But he belongs to us.
Still ours.
He's still ours, but how freaking validating is this? Guys, I'll let y'all know. We got a little Nuggets watch party going on at the bar. So if you didn't make it to the Hall of Fame announcement watch party, we've got some people down here watching the game, and I appreciate also, yeah, thank you to the Nuggets guys for giving us the studio space during a Nuggets game so we could have this emergency podcast. Listen, teamwork, nothing gets done without us all working together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was only right. Get out of the way. It's the Hall of Fame.
Come on, guys. Come on. I mean, they are the, you know, defending champions.
Great. It's January.
Yeah. No, they needed to. I appreciate everyone. I appreciate all you guys for being here. This show will be back on Friday at 5 o'clock, a little happy hour. Steph Salazar is co-hosting. She is a great Rockies personality online, so we'll talk to her about her feelings on all of this and much more, because there is some Rockies news. We'll give you the scoop too on what's going on with FanFest, because we keep finding out more and more of what's going to go on with FanFest. That's happening Saturday. AJ, where can we follow you on social media?
Don't. I'm a terrible baseball follow. I don't tweet about baseball at all.
But you're a great abs follow.
Yeah, I mean, at Twitter, I'm at Return of AJ.
Thank you for calling it Twitter.
Yeah, that's what it is. So.
I know. It's Twitter. It's still Twitter.com. Everyone's being an idiot about it. Yeah, Alyssa's never an idiot about anything. Where can we follow you?
At AmarieTwenty1.
Yes. She's such a hockey girly. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Also, buy the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, the shirt. We tweeted out, a shirt was coming out today one way or another. Eric actually designed two different shirts, which I think is so impressive. We have a shirt, you can order it right now. It'll be in, definitely before the induction. You can say the word induction now. Finally, we've got the iconic Todd hands in the air silhouette. Finally, the word finally. We have been waiting for this for years, not only for Todd, but for us as Rockies fans. Love this validation. Make sure you are keeping up with all of the latest Rockies news and maybe other shirt updates at @DNVR_Rockies. AJ, do you know what we say about closing out a DNVR Rockies podcast?
You don't know how to do it.
No, we don't say that anymore. We don't say that anymore.
Then I don't know.
We actually say a famous Bud Black quote.
Hit me.
It's not That's Baseball. It's Fuck It, We Ball. guys, join us right back here on the DMVR Sports YouTube channel, 5 o'clock on Friday. See you then, and congratulations to the Todd Father.
We all silly like the mayor.